They're called productivity credits for Michigan inmates. And essentially what it means is if you take classes, if you improve your likely prospects for when you exit the correction system, we'll give you time off your sentence. But back in 1978, we made a pact with crime victims that we would guarantee a certain amount of punishment, and that mandatory minimum sentence would not be changed. Yesterday, something interesting happened. Crime victims went to Lansing and said, you know what, we think that you should look into these productivity credits. We don't see this as a betrayal. It was an interesting debate and conversation. Priscilla Bordeo is statewide manager of the Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice Group. She also is someone who has been touched by crime as a sexual assault survivor, and we welcome her to JR Morning. Hello, Priscilla.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So this was a committee meeting yesterday, the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee. What was your group's message, and what was your message?
Awesome, great question. Our message really is simple. What I found is working with crime victims and survivors, including myself, is that what we want most is what happened to us not happen again. And so we really wanted to focus on rehabilitation for those who are going to be coming back to our communities, not if they come out, but when they come out. And what safety means to us is making sure that they are less likely to commit another crime. And I think that it was really important that victims were still notified that the bill is prospective only. No victim will see a sentence changed after that. Victims still will know all the facts and at the time of the sentencing, including how much the defendant will have to serve, even if they complete programs and earn productivity credits, you know, how much the defendant will have to serve if they don't complete the programs, and how the defendant will have to serve if they do not get parole. This is not a guaranteed thing. Just because you take the programs, that it's automatically your release. The parole board will still decide whether or not that individual will get to come home or complete their full sentence.
Priscilla, you know, opponents of the Safer Michigan Act, they claim that this is going to weaken truth in sentencing laws, but you say that's not true.
Yeah, no, it's not true. I think that, you know, we have to get to the root causes of why people do what they do. I think that we have to look deeper on what safety truly means to victims and survivors. And victims and survivors that I am working with are fully capable of speaking for themselves. And what they're saying, what they want, is they want rehabilitation. 8 out of 10 victims and survivors want to see people better themselves, because that means when they come back to our communities, they're actually able to contribute back to society, which then makes us safer.
It is supposed to reduce recidivism and make sure of what you just said, it doesn't happen like that. What I'm also hearing from you is you care about others, and you're not just talking about justice for what happened to me.
Yeah, I think it's really, really important. You know, I come from a very large family on both sides, with my dad having 14 brothers and sisters, my mom having 8, and I lost my grandfather and most of my uncles, went to prison. At the time was, you know, they were very involved in drugs growing up, and I'm very thankful that a lot of my uncles have really done the hard work to change their lives. They are no longer the same people. My father is no longer the same man, and I have seen redemption, and I have seen grace and rehabilitation take place right in front of me. I shared yesterday my testimony how my cousin was murdered and the guy that shot her was up for parole. And one of the things that my uncle and I chatted about was, you know, how do you feel about this? Like, he potentially could be released. And he asked me one question. He said, Priscilla, all I want to know is he a changed man? Because at the end of the day, like, he doesn't get to choose whether he gets to come out. He just wants to know, did he restore himself? Mm-hmm. Is he ready to come back to society?
How much of this pushback, Priscilla, do you think is because people just fundamentally misunderstand our justice system, that only see it through the lens of retribution and punishment, and not the broader responsibility we have that once someone enters the correction system, that we do have an obligation to society to rehabilitate them?
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it right in with your own words, you know, that we do have a responsibility to you know, contribute to someone's rehabilitation. You
but
know,
do you think most people understand that?
No, I think that people need to truly educate themselves, and, you know, we need more opportunities like this where we can share the true heart of survivors, but also the true heart of the bill and why it brings so much safety and how it actually makes us a better Michigan, that we actually care about someone's well-being, but also want justice, you know, and we want safety.
We should point out that, for instance, the person that victimized you would not be eligible for this, correct? There are the predators among us and the murderers, people like that, would not be eligible for this kind of grace.
Correct. People convicted of murder, sex offenses, and human trafficking, you know, roughly 40% of the prison population, you know, will not be eligible for the productivity credits, which is why it's important to focus on, you know, those who are going to be released. You know, I keep really pushing that I want people to understand that the individuals we are referring to, they will be coming back to our community. And I feel like we have to ask ourselves the right question. You know, not if they come out, but when they come out. How do you want them to come out? Would you rather them come out, you know, just being good, staying out of trouble? Or would you rather them be productive while they're there? Utilize these incentive programs that are evidence-based to prove that they're less likely to come back out and commit a crime. And we don't want them to go back into the system, right? So to me, it's why not encourage someone to be productive?
Yeah.
Because it's going to change everyone's life and everyone involved.
Very quickly, Priscilla, what's next for this bill? They didn't vote on it in committee, or did they yesterday?
They did not vote on it, so we are waiting on that, and then we'll see what takes place from that. But yes, we're just waiting on a vote.
Well, you see this from with eyes that have looked at it 360, both as a victim and also as someone who's had incarcerated individuals in their family, and we appreciate that kind of broad perspective. You've really brought a lot to the conversation, and we appreciate that.
Thank you so much. I've learned in my life that hurt people, but heal people, and I want to focus on getting more people healed.
And we're going to leave that right there. That's a great Beautiful. Summation. Thank you very much. Priscilla Berdale, statewide manager of the Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice. The news of the day also, have they made getting recounts more difficult?